Welcome back to the Midday Show. What a pleasure to welcome the songwriter, the musician, the singer, AJ Croce, to the Midday Show. Hi, AJ, if I can call you that.
You can, of course, it's my name.
What does it stand for?
Adrian James.
Adrian James.
And I got asked that question so many times on my first four records that I just finally told people to look it up on Wikipedia. No, actually,
I should have done that. You're right.
named my fifth album Adrian James Croce, and when
Okay.
I did, I had a bunch of people write that they thought I had changed my name. So, no winning, right?
No, yeah, exactly. No. Go back to AJ. Well, take a closer look, maybe. Well, the reason why I have the great pleasure of talking to you, though, today is because coming up on Saturday, October 25th, which is just days away, you are going to be performing at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, New York, as part of a tour you're on. And again, please correct me if any time I misspeak, like if I stick the word love in where it doesn't belong, for instance. Croce plays Croce, and I know you've been doing this for off and on for a little while, but this is called Where the Songbook Ends, The Story Begins, a new chapter in a musical odyssey. What? Tell me the musical odyssey that you're on.
Well,
What is
it is.
what is it? What is your goal? What is your wish for this odyssey of yours that you're on?
Well, I think the first thing is to entertain audiences everywhere
Good.
and to have fun with them, and this and all the music that I'm bringing. The Odyssey is this book that was written by Homer.
Remember that one.
was it but there was that word was used not accidentally. It was because the entire, coming to my father's music came about in a really long and unusual way. I had a career for 30 years before I performed any of my father's songs and recorded with a lot of wonderful people and got to kind of do things on my terms for a lot of years. And behind the scenes, I was working with my father's catalog, and that, made me happy to be able to contribute in a in an invisible way. And at a certain point, I felt like there was a lot of good reasons to do it. It was not for fame or fortune. It was because of the love of the music. It was because I felt like no one had really seen these songs performed live in 50 years, and I
That's a
felt
good
like
point.
it was really a wonderful way to share it, both for myself and for an audience. I really started to realize I had this deep connection. As a kid, I lost my sight, and I really gravitated towards my father's record collection. It was like that and the piano were my solace, and Ray Charles was my gateway drug. It was like from there on, I just went down this rabbit hole of amazing music, and then expanded on it, my own collection. And it was through that collection that I came to know my father in a musical way, even more so than just through his songs, but through his influences.
Wow.
And in about 30 years ago, I was archiving a bunch of his music, and I found this one home tape of him practicing for a show at like a little cafe, coffee house. And they were all of these songs that I had played since I was 12, 13 years old, and they were deep cuts. They were Miss Fats Waller, Bessie Smith, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Mississippi
Wow.
John Hurt, Jimmie Rodgers. These were like lesser known. I mean, they're iconic figures in jazz and country and folk and blues, but most people my generation were not aware of them. And I'd been performing this music, same songs, exact same songs that
Really?
shows. And I realized we had this deep, beautiful connection. And that was the first thing that was kind of a catalyst for me to do a Croce show at all. And then some years later, it would have been what would have been his 70th birthday, about 12 or 13 years ago. I put on a small show for about 80 people and played a bunch of his songs and had so much fun doing it and saw the joy that it brought to all of these folks. And I realized I couldn't do just a night of my dad's music alone. It wouldn't be I wouldn't feel it. It wouldn't be me. I'm not a cover band. I might be a song stylist, but not
Sure.
a real cover band. So so I kind of took that and found a way to tell a story through the music that inspired us both and the love of storytelling, mixed with the energy of my concert and the thoughtfulness and sensitivity of my father's music and the humor in my father's music, and put a show together. So this is kind of unique in that regard.
Yeah, I guess you do some of your material here as well, don't you? Actually,
Of course, I
right.
do
So it's a
mine, and I do the music that inspired us both. You know,
right.
unfortunately, there's a limitation to how much of my father's music there is. So,
That's true.
and every night I open the request line, so to speak, and the audience really helps put the set list together. You know, there I have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and there's a lot going on behind me in video and so forth in most shows. So there's and cameras on stage, and there's a lot going on. So
Wow.
I am at, you know, there for the audience, and I want to play what they came to hear. And that's always different. Every night is different. So, you know, on this run, I've had people come that have been to seven, eight shows, because every time we do this, it's different, and they get to hear a song they want.
Well, it sounds like you've kind of figured out how to do this in a more thoughtful, innovative way, perhaps, because other times when the offspring prodigy, what do we say, does the like a parent's music, you sometimes feel like, well, they're putting their own music behind, like they're neglecting that. But here it is, it sounds like that's not the case at all.
Well, I don't think you should look at this as necessarily just as the offspring. This is not about nepotism.
No. Nor would I want to suggest that it could be.
To me,
I don't know if he can pull many strings for you.
I was as a kid, I started playing a lot younger than my father. I became a professional musician at a really young age and started touring with pretty iconic folks at a really young age. And I felt like that the idea for the people that have followed my career, and there's a good number of people that come to the show that aren't aware of me, and that's totally fair. But for the people that have followed my career and seen me perform with all of those wonderful folks, from Ray Charles and B.B. King and all the folks that really took me under their wing when I was starting out, and gave me that encouragement. Those people that saw me in that light will come to this show with a different perspective, because I'm tearing up the piano just like I would on those shows with BB and Taj Mahal and all the folks I played with. That they're going to see that still. They're going to see me, but they're
Right.
going to see my father through my eyes.
That's beautiful. And again, we're talking to AJ Croce, who will be playing Croce Plays, well, part of a tour, Croce Plays Croce, which will be
Yeah.
at the Bardavon on Saturday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m. And I'm urging people to make sure to get tickets while you can. And how long do you plan on this odyssey? Do
You
you have?
know, I think we've got a couple short runs next year, and we'll take a break. You know, the thing about this show that has been so much fun is that I feature, you know, I mentioned I have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And
Right. Yep.
in that kind of framework, I feature different songs. And each time that I've gone out with this tour, and it's only been for 3 years that I've done these tours, you know, I'll do
Yes.
one in the spring and one in the fall or something like that. And each time it's really uniquely different. I feature different songs because there's different stories behind the songs. I feature songs of mine that are relevant to the music that you're hearing and the music that influenced them. So, you know, I want people to hear the love of the history
Right.
of the music, where it all came from. You know, nothing occurs in a vacuum, and I want people to like
Right.
hear and feel what that is like.
That's great. Yeah, there's a clear through line that you want people to experience.
Absolutely.
I
Absolutely.
understand. Right. Makes a lot of sense. Well, if I could put you on the spot for a second, what I'd love to do is to, after this, is play one of your originals. I can I'm going to give you the choice since you were kind enough to make time today here to come on.
I think you could play something off the new record. There's a bunch of stuff that might be interesting. You could play the new single, which is Complications of Love, which I'm playing on guitar, or you can play a cover that I sometimes do by Billy Preston called Nothing from Nothing, which is on the last record, and give you a little taste of my piano playing.
We'll do it.
But
Perfect.
whatever you want.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your taking some time today, all the way from Nashville. I wish you much success. I hope the show is a home run on Saturday.
Well, thank you.
Have a
Thank you.
great time.
I always have a great time,
That's important.
and that is the joy of my calling.
All right. Well, thank you very much,
Take
AJ.
care, man. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you can make it.
Me too. I hope so. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
98.1 KZE.